Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Timothy Hodge Show. Shout out to everybody for listening, tuning in. I appreciate you each and every time that you tune in. Shout out to everybody. Once again, I have the latest entertainment news coming up. That's something I haven't done in a long time. Shout out to Tiff. Those of you guys who listen to the show for quite some time, remember Tiff, she used to do the entertainment report with me, and she hasn't been back to the show in a while. She's moved on to do bigger and better things, but if you guys check out my actual personal site for the show, you guys know that I do have different staff that does the show with me now, but hopefully when Tiff gets some time, she'll be back over here. I'm sure you guys will love to hear from her and everything, you know. I have ladies in hip-hop and R&B, of course, and of course, Classic Soul. Also, check me out on 88.4 FM, the new show that I'm going to start here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Make sure you guys check that out. I'm going to jump to some new music, and I'll be right back to the latest entertainment news, and also to talk to you, and please feel free to call in 914-338-1996 to the show. Hello?
What up, bitch? Hello?
What's up?
What up, nigga?
Who this?
It's Kuta Kinte.
Kinte, what's up, Kuta? How you, man?
I'm doing good. You look like you my daddy from Africa.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
When did you graduate from high school?
I don't know. It's been so long. I didn't even graduate, yo.
You didn't even graduate?
Nah.
You look like you be on the corner. It's your bum ass.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
This is the Blog Talk Radio, right?
Yes.
Man, I was just wondering, like, what is your favorite variety of fried chicken?
I don't know. Good right now. What's your name?
Tyrone.
Oh, what's up, Tyrone? I'm going to jump into some more music. These people are lying. These people are crazy at calling to my show. Nevertheless, but I still appreciate them. I'm going to jump into some music and be right back. Here's Drake by request. With, I'm going to find your loving and I'll be right back.
I'm more than just an option. Hey, hey, hey. Refuse to be forgotten. Hey, hey, hey. I took a chance with my heart. Hey, hey, hey. And I feel it taking over. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find it all. My love and nothing's gonna tear us apart. I'm more than just a number. Hey, hey, hey. I doubt you'll find another. Hey, hey, hey. So every single summer. Hey, hey, hey. I'll be the one that you remember. And I better find your love. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find it all. My love and nothing's gonna tear us apart. It's more than just a mission. Hey, hey, hey. You hear but you don't listen. Hey, hey. give all I have to you, and I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your all.
Shout out to Drake for that track entitled "Find Your Lovin'." First of all, I want to speak on Drake. First and foremost, there's so many people taking aim at Drake right now, and I kind of felt bad for the boy after a while. But then, you know, when he was supposed to do to appear on the show, you know, they passed on it. So, you know, first and foremost, and I'm going to say this, Drake, if you're listening. Drake, if you're not listening, if it's people listening. And I'm going to say this loud and clear so that everybody hears me. Drake, I do not give a fuck if you do not come on this show. And also, I must let you know that right now. And only reason why I do play your music is because the my listeners and people hit me up by email and, you know, let me and tell me to play your song. So that's why I do it. I do what I can for my listeners because that's the only reason why this show is successful as it is. And it's on for as long as it's been. So I want to just state that out there and shout out to, you know, whoever else who doesn't like the situation, you know, hey. And, you know, I don't care if your album did 400 some of my 1,000 copies in its first week. Much success for you, but Drake, I don't support you. I'm not a fan of yours. And hopefully one day when I do get the opportunity to meet you, I will let you know that personally. So just to let you know that. Let me go and jump into some more music now. We'll be back on Drake in a few minutes. Here's, here's a Joel Santana's feature and what was it? Chris Brown with I don't know the name of this track.
Santana, Chris Breezy, PLLO the dog, got one. She don't know I'm trying to take her back home with me. I told her I have a seat in my ride. She said I look like I taste good and she want to eat me alive. She looking good in them new tall heels. I'm looking at her like a full course meal. Chill, I got all the girls checking me. They know I'm a dog, but they love my pedigree. Yeah, just call me Mr. Orgasm. And if you come with me, I guarantee you're gonna have one. Hottest in the hood, freshest on the block. Block stop, all this Gucci and this Louis that I rock. If not, I stay polo down to the socks. Rings, chain, and watch worth more than Fort Knox. Temporary place on the Audi R8. Diamonds match what I'm wearing. She can't stop staring. Queen face, video body, see the curves in her shape. And everything her mama gave her, she know how to shake. Thicker than a milkshake, and I'm trying to get a taste. Hair did, manicure, pedicure, attitude like Vivica. When she played it, set it off. She feeling my swag, she feeling my G. Not only is she dancing, she feeling on me. And I'm feeling you too. So I put my hands on her, just to let her know the feeling's mutual. No mama, we could birthday text. Yes, I said text, but I know you know what I really meant. Tell me what you will do, tell me what you won't do. Tell me what you don't know how to do so I can show you. I'ma give it to you like I owe you. And after I'm done, I'ma tell you I told you. So.
Yeah.
Joel Santana, of course. Well, Chris Ponson out of the eye for a little bit. I haven't heard anything really about him. Released an album called entitled Graffiti. Shout out to Joel Santana, who that was Jim Jones. I'm sorry. Shout out to Joel Santana. Whatever. I have some juicy gossip here for Penway's Entertainment News. Shout out to Yo Ref Magazine for providing me with that information, and they deliver it. Shout out Industry Talk Magazine, the new magazine that I'm a part of, and me and a team of other people, we do so much with that magazine, and hopefully we're trying to really build it up. It's going to be one of the biggest online magazines that there is right now, so shout out to Industry Talk Magazine, and everybody who was here at the Timothy Hobbs Show, everybody, from people who helped me book the talent and everything, shout out to them as well. Shout out to BET, of course, those of you guys know I'm in and out. I will be down there. I'm down there. I'm here in L.A. right now. I'm going to be at the theater tomorrow, broadcasting live. So those of you guys listening tomorrow night at 8 p.m. sharp, I'll be broadcasting live from the BET Awards. Special I have to do. So shout out to the BET, Deborah Lee, and the entire BET staff. I've been affiliated with BET since, I think, 2004. So I was absolute to BET. They're part of a lot of my main accomplishments that I do. So shout out to BET and the entire network. By request, I'm going to play some Al Green. I was surprised when I got the email that someone said, I want to hear some Al Green. So Love and Happiness, which I play here regularly on the show. And following Al Green, I'm going to play some Monica, Everything. I'm not a really huge fan of this song. I think it's okay, but I'm not really into this song. But by request, since you guys want to say something that you guys want to hear, I will play it. Following Al Green. I said the latest entertainment news coming up. Also, some more Drake dish. We got Benny Siegel that's ready to go out there. Drake, I just went after Drake hard, and I'm going to go after him again. Because Drake needs to be quiet and sit down. Because, people just get fame and just get big-headed. Here's Al Green with Love and Happiness. I'll be right back.
Love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. Thank you. I'll be good to you. We'll be together.
Now I know why they
Featuring the one and only Jaheim. Shout out to Jaheim Jazu. I took aim at Drake earlier, and I'm gonna there's so many people taking aim at Drake, and many people want to beat him up. Different things, situations going on right now, and I'm adding to it because I don't even get to that part, but. Once you open up your mouth and you target the wrong people, then things come out. You know, you have to be careful what comes out your mouth. Drake, you're really just starting out, supposed to be music. I mean, you had a moderate, but your acting career was okay. You played in Degrassi. For those people who watched that show, who remember that show on the Nicktoon Network, who had digital cable, which, and if you have regular cable, you don't see it, but or a satellite user, they saw that, but. You start off in the show with Degrassi, and then you got a music show. You got a singing career. You were doing pretty good. You know, you're doing good so far, so good. But you can't target people that has been around for a long period of time and who's already done what you've done already and more, and you take aim at them. Certain things should just not be said, you know, and I'm not going to support you on it, and I'm not going to support your music career. I'm not buying your album, and please, listeners, do not ask me to send you a copy of the album, or I'm not going to go out and purchase it. This show is not going to purchase any of Drake materials, and I don't care who's listening, whether it's people, his management, I do not care. because of the simple fact, Drake, you need to get your attitude and your priorities straight before you try to mess with me, number one. And it's just that, and I'm going to leave it just like that. So I will continue to play your music and support your music on behalf of my listeners. I got over 30 emails requesting that I play Drake today. And as you know, when the show started earlier, I did play your song, Find Your Lone, which, you know, not a bad song. You know, the video is, you know, we're not going to speak on that, but it's crazy right now. Also, and, you know, now you got Benny Single guys after you. Nevertheless, you know, what happens. I have some of those that I want to get in before I end the show. We still have a little time left. You can call me 914-338-1996. I'm in a talk mood today. I know I usually talk, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm in a talk mood today for some reason, and I'm ready to get it out today. I have a request, Usher, Daddy's Home, which I want to play. I also have a good tiff? Okay. I'm after 7. I'm probably playing in a minute one of my favorite songs that I always play. I have Tony Braxton by request. I have Sherelle and Alexander O'Neal, which I'm going to replay, which is a huge request. I put that song up on a switchboard, and you guys just fell in love with it. So I'm going to play that in a minute. I'm going to what other song did I say that I was going to, oh, Usher, Daddy's Home. So I'm going to play Sherelle and Alexander O'Neal with Never Knew Love Like This Before. Those of you guys who are 80s babies and 70s babies and 60s babies know about this song. Your 90s babies, you guys may not know about this unless your parents played it for you or you grew up listening to it. But otherwise, this song was made in the late 80s. I think it was 85, 86. I remember when it was when I first did this song. So shout out to Sherelle and Alexander O'Neal. Here's Never Knew Love Like This featuring Alexander O'Neal and Sherelle. And, you know, those of you guys who don't know, Sherelle is the cousin, the first cousin of former singer Pebbles, Perry Reed. You know, Pebbles, former singer of the 80s. You know, she helped bring out the R&B group TLC. You guys know that story before from Behind the Music, which is on VH1. I'm not going to that. I'm a huge fan of Perry Reed, a.k.a. Pebbles. Here's Alexander O'Neal and Sherelle with Never Love Like This. I'll be right back.
another Butter bootleg on PJButter.com.
I just want to get your attention.
Thank you,
man. Thank you. I really want to be all up in your head.
Yeah.
Cause what I got, you gon' want to get done. Yeah. But girl, that's only if you ain't scared. And I won't knock. Won't ring no bell. Get you hot, I know you want so well. And when I walk in, all that I want to say is that you say, daddy's home for me. And now I know you've been waiting for this loving update. You know your daddy's home, and it's time to let go. Yeah, but you ain't got to give my love. Shawty, you already know what it is. Yeah. And girl, tonight we're gonna do a lot of sex stunts. Yeah, can't nobody do your body like this. Oh, I won't knock, won't ring no bells. You just broke that bottom up and down. That I'll get you high.
Shout out to Ali Wilson, one of the founding members of the R&B group The Temptations. May he rest in peace. I always play that song from time to time, just a short tribute to him. And of course, yesterday, as you guys know, I was on the Mr. Media, I believe it was the name of the show, who also did a tribute show to Michael. You know, I was devastated by that. Of course, it's been a year already, and the time just flies by so fast. Also, you know, Benny Siegel, of course, who I said earlier in the show, took aim at a music sensation, Drake. It's crazy. Fat Joe was cleared of all charged sexual assault charges, you know, from a lady in Madison, Wisconsin. And he was, she filed charges against the rap superstar for various reasons of sexual assault. Nas and Khalees are back at it again over money issues. She thinks that Nas should pay her a mortgage on her home. Why don't just Khalees just come out and do a tour or something like that? And just, why is she grabbing Nas for money? Because he's the father of the child. Neo and girlfriend, I don't pronounce the name of me, his new girlfriend is expecting a child, and she's set to have a baby, I believe, in January of 2011. So, congratulations, Neo. D'Angelo is set to return back to the industry. So, shout out to you, D'Angelo. D'Angelo, you know, and Miss Angie Stone have, I believe, a son together. He should be in his mid-teens by now. I'm going to leave you with Tevin Campbell with I'm Ready. Shout out to you for listening. Tune in again. I'll be on tomorrow. I'm going to do my best to broadcast live from the BET Awards tomorrow. Till then, I'm going to start off things off with Tony Braxton. Then I'm going to leave you with Tevin Campbell. I'm Ready. Love you. Stay up. Stay strong. I'm out.